This is the news. According to me. On the weekend. This is the evening of December 19th, 2020. And we've got a impromptu show for you this evening. A little podcast I thought I'd put out just to review what happened yesterday and today and through the weekend and what I expect to see coming up in the next week. So, yeah, that's all it is. Just me talking. Got a, couple of ideas about what happened yesterday. So yesterday was the 45 days after the election deal. Supposedly that's all part of the executive order from 2018. And there's been some controversy as to whether or not there was a report or wasn't a report. The DNI, Ratcliffe, said that he was not going to have an actual report from the intelligence agencies until January. But then it sounds like there was a report yesterday. Now there's all this stuff with, of course, SolarWinds and all the hacking that has gone on, everything that happened that they're discovering right now that some of it has been going on since March. Trump believes that that part of that issue is the whole thing because there was connection with Dominion and whatever that Smartmatic or whatever it is, that software company. And of course, there's been some, all the stuff with the CEO coming out now finally and answering questions. And I say that with tongue in cheek. The questions, he just told them what they wanted to hear. And they were just taking him at his word, which is just, it just blows my mind. They just assume he's just telling them the truth, even though it goes contrary to so many more things that actually witnesses that have sworn testimony have said that they've seen at the polls. Now there's still a lot of flack going on. I personally still think there are many avenues that I just think that at some point, the evidence keeps coming in. They say there's no evidence. It keeps getting thrown out of court. That's apparently not what's going on. It's just getting thrown out before the evidence is even heard because no judge wants to take this thing because he's afraid of the outcome. Doesn't want to get his house burned down. So some of the stuff that is going on, this whole thing about threats. Now, I guess Judge Roberts, Justice Roberts, did have a response to that whole thing of, I don't know if you guys heard, I think I played it last week, the whole thing where it was overheard within the halls of the Supreme Court that it was pretty threatening, actually. Basically, that Roberts was going to tell the junior justices how to vote. That there weren't riots back in 2000 when they had to decide who the president was going to be, and there's riots now, and he doesn't want to see riots. And my thing is, he's not going to see riots if they don't do the right thing. There's not going to be riots. It's going to be civil war. There's people out there saying things, in my opinion. I don't know who they are. I just see comments, and these people are serious. There's going to be some major issues, and it's not going to be burning down the dollar stores, like I've said before. So Biden being blocked from the Pentagon briefings. I heard more about that today, and apparently, it depends on who you listen to. One person says it was a joint agreement that they would halt briefings until after Christmas. And then I hear some other people saying that no, it wasn't a mutual agreement. It was them saying they're just blocking him out. Now I have to wonder issues with security, with China, everything that's going on, the things that they found on Hunter's laptop, all the issues that go on between him, Joe, and his brother. Joe's cognitive ability in and of itself, they probably don't want to say much to him just because he just goes off and blabs stuff. There's a lot of questions here. I think part of it is probably they don't know if they can trust the guy. I mean, they probably have found a lot of things in terms of channels and communication that are going on. I mean, look at this. Dianne Feinstein has a driver who also, was stocking her refrigerator. I mean, this guy was more or less a butler as well as the driver, her driver, personal driver, for 20 years. And all of a sudden, the FBI finds out that, this guy's compromised. He might be a spy. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, we got to get rid of him. Yeah. And then you find out about all the dealings that Dianne Feinstein has had with China. She's been going to China since, like, 1994 or something. I don't know. This kind of stuff, you know that there is probably communication between her and that driver, that it's kind of like a woman and her hairdresser or a lady and her driver, a guy with a businessman and their driver. The driver has a tendency to know a lot more things about what's going on in the company than most people do. So I don't know. It's just this underbelly of stuff that goes on. And I really think that getting back to the original point, I think that I seriously believe that there is a mountain of evidence that is finally starting to get out there. People are finally starting to hear about it. It's seeping through into the cracks and getting into places where a lot of senators are finally starting to kind of come together and talk about this stuff. And there's a lot of congressmen that already know about all the stuff that's going on. And I think that they're actually at a point where they are going to possibly revoke. And I think more of it will. It'll get to the point where basically everybody will be asking them to revoke the election results. They're just not going to see any other way to go about this. Part of that might be that Joe is so compromised or so, they might have to basically haul him off and indict him before he even gets to the presidency, which would be the best thing to do for them. It'd be the best thing for them to do. That way they can get somebody in place and not have to deal with it. Because once he gets in office, if the indictments, they've already got two special counsels. They're talking about a couple more. There's going to be several special counsels in place. Now, Biden can fire them. He can fire them legally. It is political suicide usually, but he doesn't care because he's not going to be in office that long. So it's a really weird situation that they've got themselves into. So that's my update for the weekend. And if anything really major happens, I'll get back on and give you my 2 cents worth. And because this is the news, according to me, you'll hear my opinion. I'd like to hear your opinion. I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for just participating in the discussion. If there's a place for you to enter a comment or make a comment, or if you can share this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm trying to build up an audience, and if you can share it, it would be great, because the more interaction I can have with people, the better the show will get, and I'm really interested in hearing other people's opinions about my opinion. So there you go. This is the news, according to me, on the weekend. And once again, thank you so much for listening, putting up with my opinions. Because, in case you didn't have one of your own, now you can borrow one of mine. Have a great weekend. What's left of it.